Unmuted. So, okay. Now I've unmuted it.
Right.
It could be that I didn't unmute it.
One neshama. One neshama.
No, but there's one zocher, one nekeva. I don't know. It says my sova sin leboni pashtus. I don't know. Ab's an av, and ab's not an imam. I don't know. No, yeah, the muskulishin is for sure. What the mothers did is also a portent, sets up the tone for the whatever. Anyway, we'll see. If I'm running out of things to say tomorrow, we'll put that to the lamdonim and let them clear the sugya, you know. Anyway. The Kolmash Akon Ramis del Betchilis Reishis, you may. Whatever happened to Klal Yisrael then is going to happen again now. Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to play itself over. Everything that happened is going to play itself out. You want to see a fantastic example? Talking about Rabbi Chonan, in the back of the Kovas Aretz, Rabbi Chonan, there's a few examples of how to learn a Gadita properly. There's a few examples, Dugmaot, of how to learn Pshat in a Gadita. There is a wonderful one on myself, a similar bonding by Yaakov when he met Esav. How he set up the camps and whatever, and how that plays out itself in the future generations is mamish today. Mamish happening now. It's frightening to see. Unbelievable. Anyway, it goes through each step in the back of the Kovas Ha'aris, Rabbi Chonan's Pirush on Yevamos. Right at the back, he's got a Kama Dugmaot that published in the back there. It's a Truvas HaRashbo and the Kovas Ha'aris. And at the end, he's, I'll show it to you, but you remind me afterwards, we have the safe here. I think it's in Simon Vav or Simon Zayin, and in Lo Zocher. Fantastic. We should actually learn it. Kafi, I'm on Daf Mem. Kafi Shekva Hidba'e Le'il, Shtei Tekufos Elu Shel Do, Shibud Mitzrayim V'Do Amidbo, Magbiles Linyan Shtei Bechines HaYetze, So Shebe'ise V'Shibud Malchitz. This, as we've mentioned many times here before, the two Tekufos of Do, Shibud Mitzrayim, there was the door that was in Mitzrayim, and then there was the door Amidbo, there was a different Tekufa, maybe the same people, but a different Tekufa. Those are the two representations of the two types of Yetzer Hara that Chazal reported. Chubud was muting. Those are the not. Those are the two. Those are the two Yetzer Horrors, Sol Sheba Issa, the Shibud Malchus, internal and the external. When a kishis boyin of the matz of the rainy atanira, ki b'meshach mo'od shanim haynu mushubodim tachas u'masoil. If you examine Klal Yisrael in the last 300 years, you'll see that we were very much under the rulership of the u'masoil. Today, we don't understand the redifa and the oppression that the goyim had on our fathers. We're starting to get a remembrance of it. We're going back to normal after 70 years of chesed. Hashem gave us a break after the Holocaust. We're going back to it. You think twice before you put on a kippah in Borough Park today. You know? You think twice before you go out in London looking Jewish, you know, that's starting to raise its ugly head again. Well, Ikaron, up to recently, there was no Shibud HaMalchus. Halulei Gemara b'Katata im Mispak Shkotzim Sherotfa Achrei Yehudi Kloloto Mapiles Makosem. He'd walk in the street there, he would get beaten with the pogroms. We didn't know what it was. Sogrum Mikvois. Chedorim, yeshivas, they closed you all in yeshiva over. Osres, Ashchita Yehudit, that's also coming back, by the way. I don't know when they're going to do it. Yeah, but Mustoma, they carry on with a government like this, they'll ban Shchita Yehudit, but I'm not joking. I don't think I'm exaggerating. Osre Lil Mutaira, Kola Siedatit, Oruchanis, Nitposa, Kechatire Tachas Yishnaton, Valkot, Nidnut Kal, Aya Yehudit, Tzipa Lo'inish Mavis. In Russia, not so long ago, you wanted to do a bris, death, you wanted to learn Torah, death. We're not going back a long time. And that's what you'd left with, Shibud HaMalchus. So we'll see, that we're going to see now. We're coming to that. Very good, very good, very good. Yeah, that's Esav Achi. Views it to Kufa Boyudi, Rotze, Lakaim, Esmitzes, Elokav, Agoyim, Loif, Shorel, Ozois. He wanted to keep the mitzvahs, the goyim wouldn't. the Russians, how they kept mitzvahs and how they did it, and the unbelievable stipurim about how the Yidden kept Torah and mitzvahs under the worst. when what was his name? Reb Silver, the big Russian Balikura, what was his name? What was his first name? Lozoche, when the made Aliyah, so he came with his son to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz to get him into the Meir Yeshiva. Now, this kid didn't look like somebody who was shy to the Meir Yeshiva. In the one version, he was wearing shorts. He didn't look like whatever. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he felt nebuch for the poor kid. He came from Russia, but he couldn't take him into the Yeshiva. The father was saying, just test him. He didn't want to embarrass the kid, test him, whatever. So he burst out crying. He said, Rebbe, what could I do? We didn't have Svarim. I know all he knows is Noshim and Nezikin, but that's all we have. Give him a chance. Chaim Shmulevitz burst out crying. He said, there's Bochrim sitting in Meir Yeshiva who have access to the whole world who done a Noshim Nezikin. He was crying. What do you want? The poor kid. We were under the Russian Shilaton. All he could do was, all he knows is Noshim and Nezikin. What's he used to for them? Yeah, we've been learning for 30, 40 years in Gan Eden, and we don't know even one Masechta properly. He knew Noshim and Nezikin. So they were living under the most difficult conditions, but they wanted to learn, and they did. The ones that could. That's the other kind of Shiva the Malchus. All the ideologies that promised the Jews Gan Eden, yeah. There was socialism and communism and all sorts of ideologies that weren't pogromish. They weren't beating them up. They were trying to attract them. And the Yidden got very attracted to all that stuff. Who were the leaders of the Communist Party? Who were the leaders of those? Even in South Africa, who ran the Communist Party and the ANC? It was all Yidden. All Yidden. Because the Yidden were drawn to that. So that was the other type of Shibra Malchus, the form of Avodah Zarah, all the other isms and ideologies. V'natanu chayim b'dor, shekol ha-shkorim. Today we live in a generation where everybody realizes what's shaker. You want to learn Torah, come learn Torah. You want to find out what's going on, go find out. There's nothing holding you back. There's no ideology out there that influences your ability to see the truth. Bring me the guy today who will argue with me with an ideology, with a philosophy. Can I get the Torah? Well, that's not ideology. No. That's taiva. That's taiva. That's not a philosophy. That's hedonism. So that's why. That's all they have. It's not ideology. They just don't want to have fun. I want to have pleasure. Leave me alone. But an ideology where they'll come to you with Aristotle and they'll come to you with, with Eastern philosophies and... You don't need the Ramchal today to makarev anybody. There's a time you needed Ramchal. Today you can just dance on a bus. It's a gumtob, whatever you want. You don't need ideology today. Kiruv today has changed radically. When I was becoming a Baal Teshuva, we used to sit and argue with Rav David Gottlieb till late in the night over philosophy and this and those. It's altered realities and all sorts of. Today, trying to have a conversation with anybody about anything. They can't concentrate for more than 30 seconds. How are you going to have a conversation with them? Politics? There is one ideology. Steal as quickly as you can because tomorrow you're not going to be in power anymore. That's the long-term planning. They used to the 5-year plan and the 10-year plan. Today they've got the 1-day plan. If I survive today and I can steal what I want, I've done well. And it's not funny, unfortunately, but it's funny. I will say, I'm not exaggerating. Show me where I'm exaggerating. Even Stalin, Yamach Shmoy, had a 5-year plan. They had long-term planning. Today, long-term planning. Today, if you have a guarantee on your mazgan, you get a 7-year guarantee on your mazgan. You phone them up after 5 years and tell them something's wrong, come fix it on the guarantee. They'll tell you what you're talking about. 5 years, you had a mazgan, you must come fix it. But I have a guarantee for 7 years. Because 7 years, what are you talking about? Over state, 7 years. Come on, you've had your mazgan for 5 years. You want me to fix it for free? Are you mad? Myself, how are you? Not even long term. what's next on the... Okay, let's get back to our story. Akach dover shavava haye etzel kolum esoilam kedover poshu tzakodesh bochu pach bifnei nisharim rabim shepayim nisgorim badeim kimat pekol mokum barach v'oilam niten liftoach yeshivot v'ril motayir v'payim mitzis b'yudu rav. It's not most places in the world today, even in Iran, Turkey, you can open up yeshivas, you can have people learning Torah, you have shuls in Dubai, Rabbi Isai. It's almost easier to live in Dubai today as a Jew than it is in a lot of other places, including America. Unbelievable. Chayilul in yeshivas in Red Square in Moscow, who would believe? Who would believe? And that's unbelievable, because that is so not Jewish history. We don't have Shibud Malchus. So who are we going to blame? So you think, oh good, it's wonderful now there's no more milchama. You see, there's a terrible milchama going on within the camp. Before, the problem was outside coming in. Today the problem's inside. Do I live with a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Im agdolos hanayre shel maase shutfa shel Kodesh Baruch Hu b'maase breishis, do I grab onto that awesome greatness to become a partner of a Kodesh Baruch Hu by my sabreshis? Ula siach das mina chreis hazu. Oh no, I'm nasiach das, hesach das. No, not. I'll be a religious Jew. I'll take a chreis. Hamilchama ikris b'doreni yilasiach es das adam mina retzinut shel achayim. The hesach das today takes a person out of the seriousness of life. Life's a serious business, not heavy. Not miserable. You don't find people who took the right decision and take life seriously. You don't find them to be heavy or miserable at all. You meet Gedolei Yisrael, they're not heavy or miserable. They radiate a certain simcha, they radiate because we have an awesome, awesome mission we've been given. Yeah, but it's easier just to be chilled. It's easier just to play games and to get caught up in all the shtus and the narishkats and talk about food and... People can talk on an hour on different types of meat. You know that? People can talk about, I'm not about women discussing recipes. I don't know what
that
feels. That I understand. I understand playing baseball. That I understand. But they have a radio program for 24 hours. All they do is talk about the game. Talk about it. Play. You want to play baseball? Play. But talk about playing baseball. No, but I'm saying that's Hesach Hadass.
Let's see.
I don't want them. This is it. It's not what's been the big stress that they need to chill from the stress. It's they don't want to take responsibility. They don't want the achrayas of being a shutter for my celebrations. You want to know the truth? You're not allowed to say what I'm saying now, but if you want to know the truth,
okay.
This year used to be called the Daily Dose of Emmet. So we'll try to tell a bit of truth here. Most people today, given the choice, would rather be Esav than Yaakov. Now, we need to know what we're talking about. Not the Ganenet's version of Esav. The Ganenet's, they teach you Esav looks like this obnoxious, rough, you know, guy that you see in the street corners in the Bronx. That's not Esav. Esav was a frum Jew. Esav looked like Yaakov on the outside. The difference between Yaakov and Esav is Esav wanted this world for this world's sake. He wasn't prepared to push off the immediate pleasure for the long-term benefit. You want to be a Yaakov, so you have to invest. You have to make certain sacrifices. You have to give up certain things in this world for a long-term benefit. This generation is not interested in long-term benefits. They're interested in now. They want this world for this world. That was Esav. That's why you have to chill. You have to have pleasure and enjoy yourself. Yeah. That's really the shyness of what people do. To be a Yaakov, Yaakov requires a little bit of hard work. Not so posh.
Also, the
That's our inner struggle. We're going after the goof who wants now and wants pleasure. We're going after the neshama that wants greatness and wants olam haba. That's the microcosm. The macrocosm is, yeah, that's Yaakov and Esav. But there's a big shift. We have to understand that there's an enormous shift in the generation. The whole entertainment world, the tikshoret, the written, the electronic, that's not even written, nobody reads. Comics, you can look at the pictures, but when was the last time you saw a kid read anything? Who reads? The technology today, and that's why the world looks so different than it does, not just in the Torah world, in the Chiloni world, they have a bigger problem than us. Bigger, but they soon have a big problem. Hasir das from the understanding of the reality of the truth of what life is. Leitzana is wasting your time on shtiyot and narishkot. Kach ani yoichil nitzo anashim v'afilu muvugarim hamavolim zman rav b'mechayim b'kriyas itonim b'shmiyas chadashot b'tzipiyei basar tonim b'bidul b'mischakei machshev. Today you find adults, children for sure, but adults also, who waste most of their lives, or big chunks of their lives, reading newspapers, listening to the news. We live in very difficult times. And something's going to happen. So has it happened yet? No. Okay, fine. Maybe it's happened now, and it hasn't happened yet. Okay. Hours and hours listening to the news every hour. I know someone has to listen to the news every hour. Shabbos can't wait for Shabbos to come out. What? Well, maybe something happened. And if something happened, so you'll know about it, you won't know about it. Ma, what's going to change? No, I need to know. Sug addiction, kuzin. No, it hasn't happened yet. You can carry on.
It's Mashiach.
Alavai, alavai, but you're not going to find him here, I promise you. That's not where you're going to find that Mashiach came.
Big news.
The sikh is daite shel odem mi hakovod roish vachray shel amais shel maisim. We have a serious business on our hands, and there's a force in the world that's trying very hard to masikh daite, to twist your mind from that responsibility and that seriousness of life. Lo yisit haku fobo nimtso kol kach haba b'nei adam. Have you ever thought about that? Major professions in the world today add zilch, nothing to the world. They produce nothing. Rav Leuchter said, you know why he gave up being a maths professor? Rav Leuchter was from Switzerland. Rav Leuchter from Schweiz. He was a maths Eloi, what they call them, prodigy. That's prodigy. One is way to becoming the professor of the maths department in Zurich, maybe, Geneva, Leuven. One of the big Swiss universities. Until he realized, what does a maths professor produce? Only one thing, another maths professor. What does a math professor make? More math professors, that's all. You're adding nothing to the improvement of the world. You're doing that, you're not producing anything.
Became a rub.
Huh?
So became a rub.
What?
So became a rub.
So he revolved, he got a hold of him and turned him into Thomas Chochem Godel Mord, yeah. So most professions today, they're doing nothing to help the improvement of the world. So, what professions are we talking about? Amanim, what's an amanim? Asach kanim.
The sports.
Sporters. Hasportayim.
I guess asach kanim are runners.
Runners, whatever. Athletes. Itonayim. Journalists. Haparsumayim. The whole advertising industry. What about the sheker? You don't produce anything. It's all one big hevel. Hevel, a volume, a kol hevel. CNN, about major industries, billion-dollar industries, law produce klum. All it is kalos roish, shchayk v'kalos roish, that habituates a person, eventually draws him to erva. That's why you have a total moral breakdown in society today. Zu yetzara miyuchad yetzara pnimis shel sol shebeisa. That's not true with malchus. No one's holding a gun against you and says, if you don't watch the news, I'll kill you. If you go learn Torah instead of going to watch cricket, we're not talking about cricket, but cricket's only 2 weeks. Cricket is longest. No. but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, no, we're not talking about cricket for sure, you don't have it. 5 days, not even a cricket. No one says to you, if you go learn rather than go watch the baseball, we'll kill you, we'll torture you, you won't get a job. No. You want to go learn? Go learn. You want to go do what you want. There's no Shibud Malchus anymore. What's the problem today? I saw Shibud is Kushan is Valiyil. The Matzav Ze, Vayra Ilam Kiviyachol Mitchanen Bifnei Kolecha Be'ech Vatanu. HaKosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol comes to each and every one of us and says, Ten Daitcha, pay attention. Shelo Tekalkel V'tachriv Es Oilomi, that you don't come and destroy my world. If you give up your das, I can't help you. All I gave you is bechira. Are you going to pay attention or are you going to distract yourself? Take some painkillers, take some sleeping pill and go to bed. If we attach ourselves to all that stuff out there, we become part of it. You don't, that day. You can't just taste the eight toiv das for that. And then I'll go back to, I'll rinse my mouth out and I'll go back to being a good boy. No.
That's a little hard.
Ima adam nichnas lekol ze. He loses the seriousness and the weightiness, the serious approach that a person has to have to life.
That's what makes it hard. It's now all or nothing.
No, it's never all or nothing.
It's
yeah?
Never all or nothing.
Never.
Now,
no. What we are saying is recognize the truth. Recognize, no, there's nothing wrong with reading news. There was the Daily Show who went and looked at the headlines. Person needs to know what's going on in the world. We're not saying that. Yeah. We're talking about Hesech Hadat. We're talking about choosing to be focused on my mission in life and make mistakes and not always get it right because it's not all know or nothing. But it's at least taking a look at my mission statement on a regular basis and making a cheshbon, how am I doing on the journey? As opposed to, I'm just obliterated. I'm just spending a lot of my time on absolute nourishkeit stupidity. The problem today is that the whole of Chelek Aleph is that the Goyish way today and the Jewish way are hard to distinguish which is which. The Goy has come so deeply into our world that it's very hard to know what's Jewish and what's Goyish today. When we say Shalom Sani Goy in the morning, we don't know what we're talking about. Which Goy? What Goy? What about the Goy? Am I so happy that I'm not La? The Lola Schwarzer, I'm celebrating the fact that I'm not here, big deal. So you're a bit better than a Lola. Well, you don't understand what that means. You don't understand what a Goy is. The problem, but you say, I told me this, but it's a double posture to anyone who grew up in Chutzlaret. In Chutzlaret, we knew the Goy, we recognized the Goy, and we understood, even if it was just intuitively, that there's a major difference between him and me. You do business with them, My grandfather Zal had a lot of goyisha clients. And they used to take them out for meals and entertain, you know, the business was business. He heard once, Mazeda Zal heard about a yid when the town was marrying a shiksa. And he couldn't believe it. He was outraged. So I was a little kid. What did I know about anything? I said to him, why? You've got Jewish clients. You've got friends that are goyim. They come to your house. You go to their house. Yeah, you eat together. You've got a restaurant, whatever. You spend more time with the bank manager than you do in the shop. You used to go out at 10 o'clock in the morning to go to deposit yesterday's take. He said, come home and come back to the shop at 1 o'clock. No one knew where he was. So he's schmoozing with the bank manager. Today that doesn't happen because you don't have a bank manager. You have a computer. In the old days, that was laugh. So he said to me, I don't know what you're talking about. Business is business. What's it got to do with marrying a guy? The Lord men the minoy. You couldn't understand it. They knew what a yid was. They knew what a guy was. You knew that you could make a panos out of yid. So you have to make a panos out of guy. How to make a panos out of yid? You've got to give them cost. You've got to give them less than cost. You've got to give me two for free. You make a living out of goy. You make a living out of yid. You make a living out of goy. So, but yidin is, that's who we are. That's who we are. Business? My papi tom. You have your Yiddish card for business? Maybe a shiksa, he couldn't understand. Lawyer Shaykh. So they knew that there'd been a Jew and a goy. Today, we don't see the difference. Especially the kids growing up here. What encounter did they have with a goy? I went to school with goyim. I knew straight away, without knowing what Jewish was, that there's a different system. Things are different. It takes a while until you work out what it is. It's quite stunned. It's quite jarring, actually, when you start thinking. But and you start realizing when you get older, it's got something to do with my Jewishness. You start looking to see what that is. The kids today don't know what Jewish is. They can't tell between a Jew and a goy. How are they supposed to know the difference? But was every time they sat in a conversation with the goy to realize that it looks like me about Mashallah, Mr. Deliko. You can't even say what I'm saying now. If I would say what I'm saying now to my kids, they would have got up and walked out the room long ago because I'm talking nonsense. You have this conversation with a 12-year-old.
You went to school, go to school. If you didn't know you were Jewish, the goyim knew you were Jewish.
Oh, you didn't understand. You wanted to be his friend.